You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hi guys, it's Laura here and welcome to another day of A Little Bit of Happy. And I want to encourage you today to think about something that is quite an interesting way to cut through overwhelm. So if you're feeling all the feels about COVID, the way we're living, lockdowns, and you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or like it's just all too much, I want you to think about what's one thing, just one thing that you can do to help you to move forward. So maybe the house is in chaos and you're thinking, oh my goodness, there is so much to sort out. I've got ironing to do, I've got laundry to do, the house is a tip. Need to sort out the kids' school uniforms. Maybe you're just like filling your mind with all of this stuff that needs to happen and it's making you feel really overwhelmed. If that's the case, what's one thing you can do to take a step forward? Maybe it's just committing to sorting the laundry, or maybe it's just committing to getting the kids' uniform sorted. Or maybe it's at work. Maybe you've got loads and loads of different things going on, lots swilling around in your mind, and you can need to commit to just one thing to take that forward. Whatever the thing is or the area of your life is that's causing you confusion and overwhelm, I just want you to pick one thing that you can do to help you move forward. Now, this is exactly the same for your children. If you know that they're worrying about going back to school or they've got something on their mind, just help them to pick one thing to move them forward. Sometimes when we find ourselves in overwhelm and there's just so much going on, that can cause us to a place of inaction. It's just all too much, and so we do nothing. But if we can just focus on one practical step that we can take, it can really make a difference to how we feel. So that, my friends, is your little bit of happy for today, and I will be back tomorrow with more goodness for you. I'll see you soon. Take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below, and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.